right. We're call the City of North Salt Lake Trails and Active Transportation Committee meeting to order for December 9th, 2025. And so we'll start with agenda item one, welcome and introductions.
Here we go.
Welcome. Do we need to just say who's present or?
Yeah, we can.
So Brent Crowther is present.
Peter Worthland.
TJ Riley.
Pedro Huebner, residents.
John Rookert.
Allie Avery.
Okay. Agenda item number two, public comment. We have no members of the public, so we'll go to item number three, approval of minutes of November 10th, 2025 meeting.
Did anybody read the minutes?
I did.
They looked flawless.
They looked flawless to me.
Motion to approve by Pedro.
I'll second the approval.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Right, action items.
Okay. Nothing's really changed since last meeting on the action items. We just have it as a standard.
Yeah, there has been. Yeah, there's been a few things done.
What?
So,
since November?
So we now have an email address.
I saw that. Did you do that?
That's managed by us.
Yeah.
As part of the SharePoint site.
Okay.
Which is great. I think it.
Well,
I think we need to do an
update on that, maybe in the staff updates on the SharePoint site, and we can have that be part of it because you're literally the only one that knows about it.
So that's an email that emails a SharePoint and says,
Ryan,
I'm going to be a friend of the committee. Is that what that means?
I don't know where
exactly
the email goes. So it's usually an email box that you switch over to Outlook.
Yeah.
But
I can get it in my
NSL
Outlook.
It's like NSL trails@nsl.gov.
We could set up some rules to create a list that automatically forwards it back to SharePoint so that everyone can read it automatically.
I don't know if the guests can read messages in SharePoint.
Well, if we do it this way, they can. They just wouldn't be able to reply.
Got you. Yeah, there's some different restrictions that you can do as a guest.
Right.
As if you're in the domain, you can do different things.
Correct.
So
that's...
So there
we're
is
still
a
learning.
Progress on
so
the
I think that's partly
sign.
Done. And then just to give you an update, it's assigned to Allie, create a trails inventory. So now that I have access to SharePoint, I was just going to create a list with some columns that we can start just filling that in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll create the issues list to fill, like, to choose the which trail needs that maintenance. So I can get that done.
I would note that the Trails Master Plan has a team on it that's going to be inventorying every single
awesome
trail and mapping it in NGIS.
Awesome.
Yeah, and so we already have kind of an initial one, like, because we created that trails map, so I can just export that from GIS into an Excel spreadsheet and then load it onto the SharePoint.
I
think that's why it has my name on it.
I think you already put one on, there's one on SharePoint, and I think you put
we have a new SharePoint site that you'll be getting access to.
So if it's there, though.
Yeah, that's just specific.
We'll talk about it.
And then I thought we bought the trash grabbers.
We did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that can be.
I actually put all these action items as a work list on the web on the site, and assigned them.
Okay. Cool. And then I thought we had an update on Placer AI.
I'm just still working on it. It's just in progress.
Okay. Staff updates.
Okay. Do you want to give your SharePoint update
everybody's so excited for the SharePoint update. So I created a SharePoint site that's specific to trails. That way it allows the guest users more access than what you have currently. Because right now you only have access to a folder inside of another SharePoint site. So that's why you really can't do anything. This now allows you to, like, create Word documents, PowerPoints, Excel sheets, renamed folders, all kinds of stuff that we can put in there. So
we still have to bring our work here, though, to a public meeting.
Correct.
To discuss it and everything, but you can, like, work on things collaboratively and then discuss them in the public meeting.
Yes.
The PowerPoint functionality in SharePoint was limited.
Yes.
Yes, it is limited. It's just the web-based version.
Yeah.
But you can, if you're licensed.
Yeah, and you're saying we will now? That will be expanded.
Yeah, I had to just...
Well, no. The PowerPoint won't give you any more with what he's done.
I don't know what the limited capabilities were, because I've been working on this PowerPoint that we put in, and it's fine, and
like,
everybody can work in
it. Are you using the web version or the desktop version? Like,
she's probably using the desktop.
So,
of SharePoint?
No,
PowerPoint. Frankly, there's very little difference, but there are differences.
No, I'm doing the web-based one, because it was updating it in real time.
Yeah.
I was doing it web-based.
Open up in the desktop app, and it still updates in real time.
Right.
I didn't do that. I was using the web-based one, and I had no problem.
We actually had a guy at my work that went out to prove everyone that you could just work in the web apps. He uninstalled all of his Office programs and did everything in the web, and he goes, I was able to do 95% of what I did.
Yeah, it was creating call-out boxes and stuff like that. You know, it's there, but you can't. It's not very there. So.
So this should give us a little bit more access. I just need to have IT add your email addresses into our guest list on the Active Directory, so that's how I was able to get it to work.
And as that was created, it created a Trails email address.
No,
when I created the SharePoint site, it did. It creates its own email address.
Okay. And so, like, you and I are the admins of that email address,
that's
or what? Because I got some notification about it, and I was like,
and then
made the email address.
I sent another email to say you were supposed to respond yes if you got a message from it, but the only person that responded was me from my personal email.
So there may be, underneath your Outlook email, there may be a folder that it actually goes to. I can't remember how they work.
Of Outlook, it's over on the left-hand side under Groups.
Yes.
I have access to multiple email addresses right now, because we have, like, a planning email address and building
SharePoint stuff shows up under Groups, and then you can see the mailbox, and then there's a link right to the site.
But so who has admin privileges to that email address?
I do, and you would.
So staff only?
Yes. Yeah,
and
then
you guys just have viewing access.
Microsoft won't let them have it because they're outside the domain.
Yeah.
And you have viewing access to the emails? Is that what you were saying?
No. Saying we can work around it by creating a rule that automatically creates something in SharePoint that's a read-only list. So that we can see the comments, the body of the message, who sent it. And we can even say, well, we just want you guys to see what the comments are, and we can omit the sender if you wanted us to. And we could even put in a column that says, what should the reply be?
Okay.
And then, has it been replied? Anyway, there's a lot of things that you can do with SharePoint.
It's like you work in IT or something.
It's like I work in IT, so.
Okay.
I just got access tonight, so let me take some minutes, like, in the next 2 or 3 weeks and see what I can help you guys with.
The only other staff update, did you have anything else?
No, I guess when I send out the invitation for the new site, it'll come as like a Microsoft thing.
Yeah.
You click on the link, it'll ask you to type in your email address. So that's the email address that I had on file. So, and then it sends you a 6-digit or 8-digit code, and then it should be good to go.
Same way we're accessing the folder right now.
Yeah.
It looks like this.
So are we going to discontinue using?
Yeah, we'll stop using that other one. I've transferred everything over as of last week, so I'll
you'll have to do it again because we've worked.
Yeah, there was a couple new things on there. So.
And then the email address is nsltrailscommittee@nslcity.org. According to
can we yeah. change it to NSL Trails?
Probably.
It's okay. Probably. Everybody knows how to spell committee. No one will do that wrong.
Good point.
Or just trails.
NSL trails at nslcity.org.
Oh, that's true. At nslcity.org.
Just make it.
You don't have to have gov addresses.
No, we do. I don't know why the SharePoint didn't set it up with .gov. It just automatically assigns a thing to it, so that'd just be some more stuff.
Yeah, that's something else you got to figure. But yeah, I would just say trails. Because it's going to be evident that it's North Salt Lake from the domain.
Yeah. I mean, all of our like branding is NSL Trails, so that's why I was thinking that, I think.
That's fine.
I'm good either way. It's just redundant NSL typing twice.
No, it's not.
So.
Okay.
More stuff forthcoming on that. The other thing is the concrete guys starting those ramps at Parkway and Edgecrest.
So we can put that in the presentation by the time January rolls around.
When are they pouring?
Is it this week? Probably this week or next.
Okay.
Because it's in the 50s right now. Might as well.
Better do it this week.
They're
are they doing one on Parkway?
Yes, Parkway and then the two on Edgecrest.
Oh, is that what you were talking about? Is that you were going to have them pour a little
further
not up?
With this project. I'm just going to have them do the ramp for right now because we're going to need to do some retaining possibly to make.
Can they do the ramp and the park strip?
The ramp and the park
strip. No, he's just talking about the park strip and the cutout.
Yeah, so will the ramp take up the whole park strip?
Okay. It'll go to the sidewalk. I'm not just going to cut a ramp out and not put any concrete there.
Well, I don't know. You said that wasn't part of it.
No, I said the part that they're not including is like the little landing area at the bottom of the trail. Because I think we probably need to do some excavating and retaining.
I think we also hadn't decided what materials we wanted to have there. Like if concrete is best or not.
Concrete is going to be fine. It's eventually going to creep down onto the sidewalk, but...
Frankly, the surface that you have at Tunnel Springs on that side trail that goes high is actually really good. It's just a road base. So as you go into Tunnel Springs, there's a trail off to the left, and then you've got the dirt road.
Up on the mountain.
And that just is road base.
And it's compacted. Walking trail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's compacted road base, which... I mean,
we could do some cement-treated road base. That wouldn't go anywhere. That would stay really compacted. So,
if it were just cement, it would be like a little too slick, wouldn't it?
It would be.
It might, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking, so the road base would be
like
better.
Like a compacted road
base. But gravel's too loose.
Yeah.
Gravel would cause a problem, so road base.
Especially with people stopping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially if it comes in like gravel and concrete, it's like
marbles.
It's like glass.
It's it's like ball bearings.
Mm-hmm. You're flying across that thing.
We can go up and fix those corners next year, so maybe we just do it all together at the same time.
So, all right, that's my update.
Okay, I just had a couple things with the trails master plan. So we are getting ready to go. The council approved it, approved SE Group as the consultant. So I'm actively drafting the contract with SE Group right now. They've just submitted a scope of work to me. And so our goal is to be completely under contract by January so that they can start work in January.
Maybe I missed this. Did they approve the increase to 65?
They did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in my conversations with them, they were like saying that we'll do a data dump in January. So I'll just like give them everything that I have. And as we were like looking forward about when they would be doing inventory of the trails and stuff and where we don't know what's going on with the weather, I mentioned that maybe we could have some of you guys who are out on the trails regularly anyway, if you could like take some pictures of the trails, of some of like the successes and some of the problem areas on the trails, so that we can just give that to them earlier on instead of waiting until spring to get that information.
So do you want pictures with locations?
Yes.
And locations just with, make sure we have it on our phones that it's part of the metadata, or do you want us to use what three words, or like what is best here?
You can, so I, when we did the state maintenance thing, I just did Google, I just went on Google Maps and I just dropped pins, and then I was able to export those as GPS pins, so that would work. Or I think you could, if you're doing like a segment, you can export it. I can export it from TrailForks if you create a thing in TrailForks. So there's lots of different possibilities. I'll take it in whatever format you've got. You can even hand draw a map if you want. Like, I'll take whatever we can get.
Okay.
And then we don't have any snow, but I wondered if we wanted, you had been talking about like the snowshoe brigade, you know, and like I wondered if we should be planning for snowshoeing routes so that we have year-long trail use.
Yeah, so typically snowshoeing routes, whatever.
Follow the trail.
Follow the hiking trail segments.
Yeah, but where the, I think most of the snowshoeing isn't on like Wild Rose, it's like up Woodbriar, right?
It's too rocky and
it's open the unsanctioned the trails, so if there's like better routes, maybe that would just happen when we realign the trails. But if you guys could point out like where the good snowshoeing is, then we can...
Depends on the snow year.
Then we can say to them, like this trail is used for hiking, this trail is used for mountain biking, this is used for snowshoeing, right? So we can identify that as a user as well. And then this maintenance deeds list was just kind of what we had been talking about. Yeah. So if you guys can start identifying some of those problem areas now, that will be less work for the consultant.
Give me a week or two, and I'll send out a link to everyone. And I'll just do a rough trails list. So Wild Rose, like, I'll try and make
I'll
it
just
obvious.
Export that
yeah,
map.
Yeah, export
so
them.
It'll already have the
so
inventory.
We have the names.
But I won't have the unsanctioned inventory.
Well, and we can put unsanctioned and do notes.
So you guys will have to put in the unsanctioned.
We'll just have to put in notes of the location for any unsanctioned trail. So, but give me a week or so on that, because now that I have access, I can create it. It doesn't take that long.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a default issues list in SharePoint that you can use that has probably 90% of what we would want to capture. So.
So I can add that onto the homepage.
Yeah, I'll just
or
do it.
Add it.
And I'll add it to the I'll add a link to the page or whatever, and even create a web part that just shows the open issues. I can spend like an hour with you and train you on it, and you'd be an expert in SharePoint. It's not that hard.
Nice. Well, what I know now is what I figured out on my own. So
yeah.
Nobody.
There's tons of YouTube videos
yeah.
too. It just, but I can, if you want, I can show you.
You. On SharePoint, there's not a list, but you did put the
map?
Yeah, the map.
Is it just a PDF?
Yeah, it's a PDF.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can probably put a link to the ArcGIS online somehow in SharePoint, wouldn't you think? There'd be a way to redirect it?
Yes.
If I
there
make
is.
That a public. Well, even if, especially if I just made it a public facing app.
Yeah, it's that's easy.
Yeah.
I don't know if they can edit it on a public.
I don't want them to edit it.
Yeah, I think you just create, if you can create a public view,
just like,
we can.
Yeah, and so you have your list, your inventory list, and you could go, okay, what section is this, and look at the map.
We could even embed that view onto a page on
the
website.
Perfect.
I think. They may have taken that away, but
okay.
Was the taking pictures of trails, was that part of the scoping process with SE Group?
They are going to go inventory the trails, but if we can identify to them where the problem sections are or where the good parts are, that's just going to be helpful information for them either way, you know. So so we don't have to like inventory all the trails. They're going to do that. But like we can say, hey, this is always a problem spot. Right?
Like the mud path going up to Wild Rose right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about proposed trails? Can we take pictures of like areas where we'd like to see trails?
You can do whatever you want.
All right. Thank you. That's the answer I want.
Just tell your wife.
I give you official permission.
I
gotta
go out and hike. It's for the committee. It's for public service.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah, so just like if you can organize it in a way that makes sense, have like GPS points or something, or draw on a map, show me where you were, like that, that's helpful.
Okay.
And I think identifying like what user group the problem is dealing with, like if this is a problem for mountain bikes, but it's not a problem for hikers, or right, like so just give as much information as you can if you're gonna submit any of that.
If you would put what you think that is in an email to me, because we could make that just part of the form that we capture. Like what information you want, and I can create a form that will capture that as we have an issue, or if we wanted to do it, use that. We could organize the data that way.
Okay.
If
I
not,
guess I'm kind of relying on you guys to know, like, or to determine which data, like what information you want to be providing.
Okay.
Because like the general stuff I need, they asked for like photos showing the problem area, and then like
and the location,
of course we need a location.
Notes.
I have a bunch of problem area photos already from my previous.
Great.
Yeah
if you have any of that already.
Give me a week or two. Hopefully.
Well, in the meantime, send me whatever you've got, and just continue to send that. And like I said, we'll be under contract in January. And then they said, like, the month of January is going to be, like, the existing conditions, like, data dump type of work. So, but we'll have another meeting in January. So, in between now and then, if you're out on a hike, snap a shot, a photo, and let me know.
All right, city council updates.
Ted's not here, so... Moving on.
Okay. Number 7, drafting of 2025 annual report to the city council.
Okay. And this is where I think somebody else should steer, because I'm just going to turn this over to you guys to edit and whatever.
Do we want to, or can we, since it's going to be kind of a work session, do we want to wrap up the meeting and then just kind of sit here and crank through this until we're done? Or?
Well, we advertised it as part of the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just.
We can just crank through it while we're being recorded.
So the next 15 minutes will be very boring.
Okay, so thanks, Ryan, for putting the outline together. So this largely follows that outline that you had established. So we just start, I don't know if necessarily executive summary. I guess executive summary was when we were established and then who the committee meetings are. I don't know if that's the right word.
Probably not.
Put committee members.
Okay.
And then take off the first 2 months.
Well, you'd say established, Marsh. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And then I would make the logo smaller.
You don't like that giant logo?
Mm-mm.
Come on.
I like white space and big.
You would make what smaller?
The logo. It's two slides in a row where it's huge.
Yeah, it'll look really small on the big screen.
I know, but it's the print, I'd much rather make the print larger and make the logo smaller.
Well, this is just the beginning.
It'll look really small on the big screen when you. And that several times, I'm like.
Oh.
Well, this looked a lot bigger in my desktop there.
I think this meeting should be focused on substance, and then
the
January meeting, you can refine it because you'll have
make
a couple weeks before.
Yeah.
Okay. And then this is a mission statement that was documented in our meeting notes.
Perfect.
Did we include recreational and utility trips on it?
That's what the meeting notes say.
I thought we removed it.
I can't help but say this, but when you read mission statement and the next slide, committee goals, it sounds like we're only doing active transportation. So I do think sometime next year we need to probably revisit these and refine them a little.
Well, can let's talk about refining the mission statement.
I know, but that would take
all
night.
We'd have to advertise it.
Yeah. So I think they're fine for now, but I think next year we need to kind of review them a little bit.
So do you think the meeting notes were not correct?
I just have a different memory of it, but I'm checking back on my notes to see.
We did. I think we came back and talked about that. Peter, you were proposing something else. This is like months ago. And I thought we had amended it in the subsequent meeting.
That's something I can check
confirm.
On, and I'll just check in the meeting minutes because it was like word for word.
Yeah, that's where I got this. That's where I got this.
Okay,
this is word for word what's in the meeting minutes.
That was in the motion, like this was.
Well, I think it... Yeah, the approved meeting notes say this is
what you
when the motion, I guess, I don't remember the motion, but I just read the meeting notes and said this is what the
I'll just double
check
it.
Yeah,
check
confirm
it.
Yeah. Okay, and then the committee goals, these were also from the meeting notes. So any questions about any of this? Okay. 2025 accomplishments. I think this is where we want to brainstorm and make sure we've documented everything. We have the trail work and cleanup days. Did we get those right?
Yeah,
May, June, and September?
So I added a few more slides on here, but
okay.
I went through my calendar on the next slide. So those, I added the locations, just kind of where we did those.
Oh, yeah, good.
But then on the next slide, I put the trail cleanup days that I could find in my calendar.
There wasn't one in July.
So we didn't do one. Okay, that was my question.
July was super busy for everyone.
And then I think September we counted the
that was cleanup. The cleanup
was the
on the front
council.
Of the road.
Yeah.
The
yeah,
youth council one.
So this should be August.
But that's on the next. Yeah, August.
So May, June, August.
So the June one was National Trails Day, though.
Correct.
And you have that on the next slide.
So do we just...
But what I'm confused about is why you're calling the next one Supporting Community Activities, because those are your... Purge the Spurge and National Trails Day are your committee events.
Yeah, I think what's trying to happen is traceability back to the goals.
How about we call it community engagement activities? Because we were with those kind of bigger ones, we're trying to get community involved. Well, same with trails cleanup, but these are the big ones.
The trails cleanup ones and Purge the Spurge and National Trails Day are all the same. They were all trails cleanup events.
Yeah.
So do we just take off? So we're not repeating? Is that what you're suggesting?
I don't know. I'm not sure why they're in different categories.
How about we start with which do you like first?
That one.
Which one?
Six.
You like this one first?
I do. It's more general.
I think you can put in there like that you had the trail cleanup days, but
yeah, why don't we do, should we do,
it's fine.
On that first one, which I think is five now, why don't we add community engagement activities there, and we just detail it out on the next slide.
Sounds so formal.
We are formal.
Mm-hmm.
Community activities.
I think it would be cool to emphasize like how you guys got all these volunteers out to come do these events. Like you held cleanup events, you held Purge the Spurge, you held National Trails Day. Those were all like cleanup events. and we got the state to come and do their maintenance. Like, you've got all this volunteer time.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a slide.
Activated these people to come out. You know, I think that's the emphasis.
We have a total, how many volunteer hours?
I totaled from the sign-in sheets that I, that's what I was doing before this, from the sign-in sheets that I have, but I don't have a sign-in sheet from Purge the Spurge.
Oh, I do.
You do?
I did.
There was a lot of people there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had like 2.5 pages.
I wasn't even there, so
okay.
I didn't get the
sign-in
sheet.
I don't remember if you sent it to me or not.
I only had it from 2 events. I had it from August.
I'll see what I have.
And the 9/11 day of
I
service.
Know
oh,
I
we
have,
don't have 9/11 day of service on here.
I know I have the hours.
That was
well,
September.
Maybe kind of how we want to structure this. Do we want this to be kind of a list of everything and then details in like kind of one slide detailing each of these?
That's how I think it
yeah,
should be.
I like that.
Yeah.
So this is
so
this
you
is
just
like
talk about it as you go through it.
Yeah. You can just talk about it.
So we yeah, so it's just kind of some of those.
Yeah.
And then what are we missing?
So on the next slide.
Are those the main categories?
Missing one though. What was it? Somebody just said it.
I said 9/11 day of service is what we were missing.
That's an engagement activity.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so.
So 9/11 day of service, and then you had two other.
So we could just call this kind
yeah,
of. We
like
could
that.
Call it engagement activities.
Yeah.
Trails events. Could you just put trails
oh,
events?
You could put, yeah,
so
trails.
You can.
And maybe, not on this slide, but maybe, I wonder if we say like trail improvement instead of trail cleanup. I don't know if people are more likely to engage in trail.
Can you add a...
So you're gonna, so you can pull it out. Does it re-upload it with just the change? So can people
yeah.
make changes at the same time?
Yeah.
Online, offline.
Perfectly when it's like this.
Okay.
It's but it's good, but
why are you pulling it out to the desktop instead of just doing it on the web?
Then I have full functionality.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no lag.
Yeah.
So on the next slide, yeah, will you add a 9/11 day of service? One.
What did we do on that day? 9/11 day of service.
9/11 day of service was the lower, the Eaglewood Village section, trash cleanup.
Oh, okay. But wasn't that the same as the North Salt Lake? Oh, was it the youth council?
No, it was, so it was
no,
9/11.
Yeah,
the
youth council
did
like 2 weeks later.
Oh, okay.
Along the highway. The ones disappeared off the keyboard.
And then you would also need to list the two other trails cleanup events you had, right? May and August. Or you could just say like trail cleanup
yeah.
events.
I think the day of service, that was the Wild Rose Lower Mountain Highway. Because
yeah,
the youth cleanup was just
May.
Highway 89.
Mm-hmm. So where it says Youth Council and Wild Rose Lower.
I
well,
messed
that up, lower
yeah.
trail was.
So that would have been the day of service.
Low.
So those are separate?
That was the day, 9/11
no.
day of service.
The 9/11 day of service was Wild Rose
yeah.
Lower Mountain to Highway 80.
Yeah, I put that in the wrong spot.
So you can delete the other, yeah. And then the Youth Council one was just Highway 89. And you can write like, to Highway 89 trash cleanup, you know, because that's all it was. It wasn't the point.
Do you have the picture of all the trash they picked up?
Oh,
There's a picture of all of them standing around with their grabbers around the big pile of trash they got.
I made a folder in SharePoint for all the photos, and I uploaded everything I have, and then you guys were supposed to be uploading everything you have.
What day was that?
It was like the 30th of September.
No, that was the youth council one.
Yeah, the youth council.
I uploaded that picture.
Yeah, so we've got.
I thought you were talking about the 9/11 news service.
We're talking about the youth council.
I uploaded your picture that you sent.
I grabbed on slide 8. I just grabbed some. I went through all of your pictures, Allie, and just tried to find ones with people in them.
Mm-hmm.
On that slide 8, but that needs to be our goal for next year. Is just take more pictures.
Yeah.
I think we need to do before and after pictures of everything, so that there's like evidence of what you guys have done.
Well, I think now that we have SharePoint up and running.
Peter says he's going to figure out how to make those pictures thumbnails so they're easier to look through.
Yeah, well, I'll see what, see if I can like, see anything. Take out the parentheses on that trash cleanup.
The mouse is getting jumpy. Where did it go? Right here is Highway 89. What's going on?
Is there a mouse on the keyboard?
No.
Okay. Like that?
Try pushing the. See if
the
you like
May
that
and August
better,
one should
that
say
locks
like
that wheel down.
Oh, okay.
May and August.
I think that's probably what I kept doing, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Somebody likes it. I don't know who likes
the
it that
first
way.
First one.
Drives me nuts.
May and August should say like May and August. Trail cleanup events or something.
Or just trail cleanup.
Yeah, trail cleanup events. You don't have to put me in August. Stop it. We can fix it later.
Okay. So is that, if we missed anything else?
As far as the events go?
Is that the same guy from the Wild Rose Trail picture?
It does look like him. I don't think it is, though.
He's just wearing the same, like, jersey?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think technically Get to the River falls under trails, but, like, you guys didn't do anything for it, so so probably don't list it.
That was a mess on our part.
Okay.
Thanks for nothing.
I went
kidding.
The following week.
I had a mountain bike race that day.
Oh, so we have this one here. So do we take this off of here? Because we have a whole slide for it right here.
Yeah, I think that's fine, yeah.
Okay, so we got those.
Yeah, we can get rid of this slide. Although that picture was awesome.
Well, you can do slides that are just pictures while you're describing it or whatever you want.
Yeah, so I just took it off of here because we have it here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a part two slide.
Right. Okay. Did we miss anything?
Well, there's the picture of the youth on number 8.
Yeah, there you go.
Frankly, if I were doing this presentation, I'd probably have pictures just single slides and just walk through and talk. And I mean, my best slideshows, there's no words on them.
And yeah, just walk through. I think this is intended to be.
But if it's intended to be standalone, we're on the right thing. But I would still, I don't know. I guess with the big screen, does it make it bigger? I mean, I would still maybe pull those
off. I mean,
off.
The council will be able to see it because they have their monitors right in front of them.
Yeah.
But on the big,
one, it
projector,
might still
be
hard to read like some of those texts.
Yeah.
I only go like a minimum of like 24.
Yeah, and you just talk. This is our youth commit. You know, we talked about these activities. Here's our youth in front of all this garbage. Here's the Wild Rose cleanup with the garbage sacks there. Here's the.
I know I needed to trim that picture.
I think it'd be good to talk about when you're talking about your volunteer time that, like, you've partnered with the youth council, you've partnered with the mountain bike club, the Woods Cross,
the Scouts
club. We've partnered with the Scouts. We've had people, like, talk about the different people that have been showing up too.
Can't read it.
Maybe you just put that word, the words down in the notes or something.
In presentation mode, it looks good.
Well, you won't have presentation mode.
Oh, won't be?
No,
because you'll just be standing.
You just have a clicker.
Oh,
you have to go
no,
through.
But this will be shown, right?
This will be shown, but you won't have presentation
you
mode.
Won't see
oh, you
your
won't
notes.
Where you have
notes
and stuff on. You can't see your upcoming slide. It kind of makes
so
it
just print it out with the notes is what I would do then.
Yeah. What's the font size on those?
Small.
I think these are things we should do in the January meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, clean it. We just need content here.
Right.
Let's not get hung up on the appearance of it. Just dump all the content.
So I want a picture of the tools.
Well, so one thing about the volunteer thing that I was saying, though, is you guys should emphasize, like, we partnered with the Youth Council, we've partnered with the Scouts, we've partnered with the Mountain Bike Club, we've had people come for community service reasons, you know, like, we've had all kinds of different people coming to volunteer.
Yeah, I mean, the gal, because I think Purge the Spurge was on Just Serve, right?
I think all of them go on Just Serve.
Yeah, so
9/11 Day of Service.
So specifically, someone came from Sugar House because she saw it on Just Serve.
Mm-hmm. 9/11 Day of Service, I think, is when.
No, it was Purge the Spurge.
Yeah.
We had
Council,
another woman come
oh,
from 9/11 Day of
Service.
Yeah, and like an older couple and stuff that they saw it on Just Serve.
Yeah.
What was the guy that came to work off community hours?
What was he?
What was that? How would you describe
was,
that?
He was doing community service.
I think
court
saw that on
ordered
just
community service.
Court ordered community service. Can we say like felons were brought into the?
Felons.
I don't know what he was
say
in
court
for.
just
say community service. You know, court ordered community service. I think is. Did you get Scouts?
Oh yeah, Scouts, yeah.
We had Boy Scouts?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we had Boy Scouts.
It's
just
Scouts
these days. Yeah. Boy Scout. It's not Boy Scouts, it's just Scouts.
Oh, Scouts.
Yeah.
Is it Scouts USA, is that what they call it now?
Sure.
Scouting America.
Scouting.
Formerly Boy Scouts of America.
Okay, Scouts.
I'm beating in the middle. Scouts.
Okay, is that all our engagement activities? Okay, so we've got some photos.
I can get that.
And this is where if we have data.
Yeah, I think if we're going to go back to Purge the Spurge, I'm going to guess we had, that was probably one of our more attended ones. We probably had 30 plus people there.
The mayor was there.
So let me just grab this real quick. I started creating
just
a work
task, and I wonder if I have that list in my work task. Let me look.
Of tools?
That would be nice.
Of the volunteers.
Pretty organized. I'm impressed.
What?
We have things buried deep in the bowels of the common drive.
Yes.
So you can't ever
find
repeat
it.
It and find it. Yeah. So I just made this right before this meeting. Just threw them from the tried to read handwriting from the sign-in sheets that I had. So I only had it from the 9/11 day of service and from the August one. But then I put in the, so this is the state hourly wage for volunteers. So
that's what the state will pay us?
So we could look at, yeah. So we could look at a volunteer value, you know, of how much money, which it looks really low. So we may or may not want to use that.
Looking at some of the 12-year-olds that I know.
Well, should we?
I mean, this total looks low. It doesn't look very impressive, you know, but maybe when we get some of the other events on there, but you can decide whether you want to use the hour. I think the hours might be better than using the dollar amount, but I put them both in there just in case you wanted that. But
I had on my notes, we had about 35 volunteers.
That purge dispurge?
How many hours?
Most everyone was there for two, so 70 just to purge dispurge.
Okay.
And the one in May was the Wild Rose cleanup before. That was our first one, was the Wild Rose Upper Mountain cleanup before the crew came in. Is that our very first one?
Yes, because I wasn't there.
The one that we did that for was National Trails Day.
That was June?
That was in June.
What did we do in May?
Did we need pictures from Purge the Spurge? I have some.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put them all in the SharePoint drive. Wait, so what did we say? We had 70 hours?
Yeah, 70.
Okay.
What was our first trail event?
Purchase Spurge in April.
I think it was Purchase Spurge.
In April?
Yeah.
Then what did we do in May?
You did that middle section of Wild Rose behind the houses.
Yeah, where the construction had been done and they ruined the trail.
Okay.
The one where we have the picture of Brent.
That mid-mountain one below. Okay.
And you were doing donuts because you were laid up with your knee.
He had his foot on the cooler.
That one was pretty well attended, too.
Purge the Spurge was April 19th. Wild Rose Maintenance was May 3rd.
Maybe we say 25 people for that one.
I have notes from that one, too.
I remember that. Some of them were way down the hill, and we were leaving, and all of a sudden they started walking up the hill. We almost left them with all their trash.
City event.
Okay, so this is the lower section. This is the midsection. National Trails Day. I don't have. That was the upper section.
We had maybe a dozen. You had
the sign-in sheet for National
Ryan's
Trails
notes
Day.
From what he organized it in here.
And this was in June. This was June. Kyle. I texted Kyle. Did you forget? He's like, oh my gosh. Because I texted him earlier and said, are you coming?
That one was the pre-professional crew cleanup day.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got some good Purge the Spurge ones.
So I don't know how many Peter, you're the one that had the sign in for National Trails Day.
We didn't have a ton of people on that one.
I can see what I have.
But
my boyfriend was there. That's one.
That's true. That's when we lost the one and only tool that we lost all year.
It wasn't.
That's the only
one. That was the Wild Rose cleanup. We lost the pair of loppers.
I think that was that one, yeah.
That's National Trails Day. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. I think maybe we say on that one, made 20 or 25 people. We didn't have a ton of people at that one.
Yeah, maybe 15.
Yeah, maybe say 20. Because with the committee members, I think we're probably 20.
But you guys got paid for it, so I don't know that we count you as a volunteer.
Oh. Do we get paid for
You get paid for the event, the official events.
You had three boxes of donuts.
Yeah, I remember that.
How many donuts got taken home, though?
We decided three dozen was just about right.
Yeah, we had like 100 donuts for the purchase purge, and we were like giving people boxes of donuts.
Okay, so should we say 15 people for that?
That's
one?
That's what I would say.
For yeah. 2 hours?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a good estimate, you know. You guys have saved almost
195 volunteer
almost
hours.
Almost 200 volunteer hours.
$6,700.
I think you could round up and say 200 volunteer hours.
At almost $7,000 value.
Yeah. So, if you want to put that in the presentation, you can.
And I'm going to actually put a folder in pictures or somewhere that shows different trail signs, just so that we have examples.
I think there is one on there. Yeah. I think I've uploaded a bunch.
And then, yeah. Ryan, you'd suggested a list of grants applied and awarded.
I don't know if we're ready to...
I don't think we've done any in the last year.
Yeah.
Except the grant to get the Trails Master Plan. There's that one. We applied and were awarded for that. But you could just couch that in with the Trails Master Plan description.
God, I keep getting kicked out of SharePoint.
So maybe a bullet point under the Trails Master Plan at the beginning of the presentation. You were like 2025 accomplishments, you had Trails Master Plan on there.
I'm sorry, so you're suggesting?
Under Trails Master Plan, just do a bullet point under that that says ORI grant.
How much was that?
I see.
$35,000.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, because our original budget was 50 with the
I can't remember what our match was.
$15,000.
Oh, yeah. There's a trail signage folder.
Okay.
It says examples.
We need, I think we should have a specific slide for the state trail crew. I mean, that's.
Which, by the way, I started filling out the form for.
Oh, you did?
Next year.
Oh,
today,
great.
Because I just went to the grant workshop this afternoon up in Ogden.
Oh, good.
And they were like, the form is live. And I was like,
I'll do it.
Yeah, it's like, give it to me.
What was that? What would we say that was worth as far as the labor they?
You know, I mean, they did
they
40
did
hours
hour.
At like eight hour days, 40 hours. There was a six person crew.
Was it 40 hours, do you think?
Well,
I think they only did 4 days, 8 hours.
And then it was travel time was included in the 8 hours.
Yeah. So probably only actually, and they had a lunch. So probably like 6 hours.
Where did my graphic go?
4 days.
Says it. Graphic has been successfully inserted. I don't even see the graphic.
Give it a thumbs down.
I don't like something. That's all it says. I don't like something. Something.
Oh, there it is.
Where is it?
TXT?
It said context.
It's where?
I don't know. When
thought
you hovered
there was
over that or something, it had an attachment of some kind.
No, it's .txt though, so I don't know if it's graphic.
You know,
oh, is that it right there?
The problem is that you did it with AI.
There we go.
There we go.
It doesn't look great.
Yeah, I mean, you can build one. Which...
We should just take a picture of one of you with $7,000 in cash. Yeah, how much money we saved.
Do you know what? We
you.
Can create an AI picture of you doing that.
Okay, so...
With the mayor with 7,000.
So we have, you know,
like,
we'll create a graphic here. This was,
Allie,
what was the amount on this?
195 and 7,000.
195 volunteer hours?
200.
Yeah,
I would say just say
200
volunteer $7,000.
Hours. Just put it in there and I'll make it look good.
Okay. $7,000?
Yeah. Value is $7,000, yeah.
7 million.
Okay, and then where'd the state trail crew sign?
I think it's on the 2025 accomplishment. Okay.
Was that a grant that was awarded?
It's a service that we were awarded.
It's not a grant, yeah. But you apply to have them come out. And so I don't know what the proper terminology for it is, but we could just say we like
selected,
utilized free trail crews from the State Division of Outdoor Recreation. You know,
okay.
Utilized. I don't know, you can wordsmith it, but.
From the State Division of Recreation. We have a couple pictures with.
Of outdoor recreation.
People in it. So.
Yeah, I just copied that.
I took some pictures and then she sent me some pictures. I don't think I put in the pictures that she sent me because they were just like pictures of dirt.
Yeah,
you know,
so
it's like this.
There was before and after, and then during, and the during ones had a.
Oh, maybe I did put them in. I did put them in.
Did they hit all of our pin drop spots? So, I mean, you could take a screenshot of that too. Show all the places they went.
So, how many people did they send out?
It was a crew of like six.
I don't know.
I was out there with them.
It was at least three teams of two. You know, where they split up into, so if you value that at 40 hours times.
I don't think they did 40 hours of work, because it was just Monday through Thursday.
But they get paid for 40 hours with,
because
they're full-time employees, so they.
But if they're getting paid to drive out here.
Still part of the
are
job.
We're counting that as volunteer hours?
Well, a contractor would charge you for it.
The value of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The value of that.
So it's, what's a trail crew cost? $75 an hour, overhead and everything?
Let's just say we had
six
professionals.
Yeah, just two, six
over 4 days of work.
I'm valuing it at $3,000.
Will you like highlight that or something so that I can double check? I can just ask them, hey, what?
What do you value?
How many hours did you do and how much did you pay these people? Like, how much did it cost for you to do this?
They're probably making
7 o'clock.
$25. I don't know what they're making.
Gotcha.
You'll have to like tag team Kyle as he comes in.
Okay. And then you have a photo, Allie, that you can add for this one?
I put them all in the SharePoint drive.
Well, we'll.
Okay. Everything I have is in the SharePoint drive.
Ryan, we'll add the photo.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay. The value of, what am I checking on the value of the State Trails crew?
Okay.
And if anyone, just in general, if you guys have pictures on your phone, let's upload those to the SharePoint drive.
I did it on the, I made the folder just outside of the annual report because it's like, we can use this for other things too. And I didn't want it to be buried in the annual report folder.
Yeah,
we should probably have a folder for every activity.
We should.
In reality.
You should, and that's where we put it, the sign-in sheet, that's where we put photos, that's where we put everything.
So you submitted an application for next year for the state trail?
I will be submitting an application for next year. Yeah, I just brought it up on my phone while I was in the meeting today.
I think you can put it in there, though, because we're not presenting this till January 20th, so by then it will be. Just say that we're going to ask for it again or something like that. Planning, for crew.
Oh, you can just say,
It doesn't need to sound great, but just to
get
it. You can just say it's an annual, this will be an annual thing moving forward.
Yeah.
That we utilize them.
Okay. All right. Okay. So let's move on to the.
That's good.
Community impacts. We'll create a graphic there.
Yeah.
Like a. Okay. Signage and access. What was the intent? Oh, there's just some photos you wanted to put in here?
We could put, this is where you could put the Wild Rose Trail signs that you've designed, right? And the access, you can put the curb cuts.
if possible, it would be cool to have him with that sample that you guys have made.
Me holding
the
sample?
Yeah. Signed. I think it would be great for having him just show, hey,
oh,
this
I
is
can bring
concept.
It. Yes, yeah. I still have it sitting in my office.
Yeah. Just as a concept, because tangible items will be, I mean, that.
And none of your other committees brought tangible stuff to their presentation.
The arts one.
They have a big wall.
The arts one will be like, we got a
They couldn't bring it with them, though.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Not, no show and tell?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that what, is that cover that one?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then challenges and lessons learned.
We don't have to, I mean, we don't have to do everything I put in that.
Challenges and lessons learned, I mean.
So, lessons learned, 15-foot turning radius.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Like, we need to have a bigger turning radius. But also, I think this is your chance to brag to the city council. And maybe the lessons learned, I don't know. Unless it's a way for you to translate into, we've learned that we actually need more money for this, or we've learned
well,
that
we
actually,
this next
you know, this is how we can, like, work more wisely. But I would be careful to, like, if you're going to say that to the city council, have it turn into something like, we've learned the actual cost, or we've learned, you know, how to design trail. We've learned on the ground trail design. Right.
Yeah, and I think one thing to point out is we probably have some of, maybe Bountiful's number one, but we probably are number two in Davis County for, like, just amazing trails.
Fair, the farm.
Access to just
loops.
Mountains all the way down to the lake and everything. And so we are really blessed in the city, and I think one thing I've personally realized is that we're probably underutilizing them, not taking care of them quite as much as we should.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to say that nicely, but yeah, our trail assets.
I think one thing that you can brag about is that you guys, as a committee, have learned a lot about how to maintain trails.
Oh, that's true. Just
right. So just your knowledge, right?
Yeah.
And then did anybody take that course or whatever it was, certification?
That should
did
be a prerequisite for...
You did.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
So put that in there.
I'm a trail master steward.
Trail steward, yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Trail, what is it called?
Trail master
was
steward.
Was that the IMBA link? Or the
no, it was a Utah State University thing that they did in partnership with the Utah Division of Recreation.
Like a $10
class
or something.
Yeah, so you could just say...
$25.
Yeah.
Some committee member. Yeah, don't be like one committee member. but just.
It was actually really good. That was nice.
Yeah, learning how to maintain trails, learning how to engage the community.
Yeah.
Those are the lessons learned, right?
Yeah.
Trail design.
Well, maybe one of the things we learned that there's a lot to do. Kind of what you're saying is that
We're just starting.
Like, there's more than we thought there was.
But look at where you started and where we are now.
Yeah.
In March, you started being on...
In 9 months.
You were PTARC, right? You guys were planning events instead of doing anything with
PTARC
trails.
PTARC in January, nothing in February.
Yeah. And then from March to now, look at how much knowledge you guys have gained. Look at how much on-the-ground work you've done. Look at how many people, how many volunteers you've engaged. These are the things I think you should be bragging about to the council, right?
Yeah. And along, just on a related note, is in January we'll probably meet and make sure this is all ready to go for the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
But in February or March, whenever we meet after that, kind of planning out the rest of the year based on what we learned this year and how we want that to look.
Mm-hmm.
I think the sooner we can plan it and start.
Well, you guys will have to put in your budget request in February.
Yep.
So the January meeting will have to be split between refining
this
and getting budget started, and then February meeting will be.
I think if they have budget stuff, they'll want to put that in this presentation too for things that you're.
Budget requests?
Probably going to be asking for.
Additional budget request?
Yes.
Well, because one big thing that's going to come out of that trails master plan is doing things like building new trails, mm-hmm. closing
capital
trails.
Projects.
Yeah,
capital a lot of that capital yeah. project for sure in September, right?
We're trying. Yeah. And I was sitting there in the grant meeting today going, could I get a grant for that?
Yeah. Don't forget we have paved trails too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's September?
That's true.
The Wild Rose to BST.
Why September?
Because that's an arbitrary date that Peter has decided on.
Why not? Can we do it earlier?
Yeah.
May?
I'm just saying deadline September.
Okay.
We got to get it through Forest Service. We've got
to
get funding for it. We've got
to. Oh, yeah.
We definitely can't do May because the budget cycle starts July 1. So.
That's why I say shovels in the ground, everything done. September gives it, you have a month or two of trail usage. We let it rest over winter. And
but that should just
September.
Be an internal goal, not
Correct.
A deadline that
so
we're giving
committed.
Ourselves. Because
yeah.
if we don't meet the deadline, that doesn't look good.
I'm just putting a stake in the ground. So
I love it.
Why not
September? Goals.
But you'll need money for that because that will be
yes.
Yes.
expanded by 1,300, at least 1,300 feet.
Yeah. Can you make a note there? Just maybe you already did capital improvements for master plan. Maybe under that 2026 slide you just did.
I have it right here.
Or somewhere. Oh, thank you. Okay. I think that's a really good call out is that we're going to have action items from that trails master plan and we want to
should be the first bullet.
Yeah, like really highlight it. One other thing.
Should we put trails design, construction and maintenance on the now fourth bullet point?
Yeah.
For staff training. So I'll get a better estimate of that Wild Rose to BST connection
we
just with
a
linear foot cost. What?
Okay. Yeah, just linear foot.
I had an estimate just for the connection,
right.
but since we're adding 1,300-ish feet of
into
BST, then we'll have to do, I'll just take like a linear foot cost
yeah.
and make an estimate based on
because we are waiting for alignment from Salt Lake on that.
Right? Yeah. I think TJ said he saw them up there again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, I want to say it was last week.
Okay.
Did you tell them they were trespassing?
I've got to reach back out to them. On
no, the I just I saw that it was just a couple of the guys that went on that walk with us.
Yeah.
And they had a couple. It wasn't the main guy, but it was. He had a couple other guy, I think worker guys with him. Just I'm assuming they went up on the trail and checked.
Scouting
it
out.
They told us they'd work on alignment.
Yeah. What was his name, Kyle?
The main guy's Tyler.
Tyler
Fonero, and then I can't remember what the other guy's name was.
I thought his name was Kyle.
Could have.
Hey, one.
It's been a pleasure, guys.
Oh,
thanks.
See you.
Bye, Peter.
Sorry,
I'm
so short.
In this
Thank
presentation,
you.
My mind always gravitates towards mountain biking, but we haven't put a lot in here around active. I mean, there's some in here about active transportation and even road biking that I know you love.
Yes,
I did.
Do we need to add? I mean. Hiking.
Oh, you should put the bike rack thing.
Yeah, so in.
So
I never.
Maybe that's in a 2026 is active transportation facilities, supportive facilities such as bike racks.
So yeah, I never saw this PowerPoint, so I didn't insert anything there. I was editing the Word document that we had an outline. So will there be a written report that goes
yeah,
along?
Yeah, there will be like
from
a.
From this slide deck, right?
A written report
yes.
and a
yeah.
presentation.
Okay. I worked on the written report. I have two full pages there on
awesome.
2026 needs that cover a lot of what we have included here already and beyond. It's going to take forever for us to review this. So what we can do at some point is just scan through and make sure that I'm asking for the right things. And before January, I can just ask AI to give me a slide on this so we don't have to spend the next 30 minutes summarizing two pages here.
Okay.
But it's on the Word document.
The 2026 priorities.
It's on SharePoint.
Okay.
Same folder I think I was looking at.
And
yeah.
it includes
yeah.
all of these
yeah.
things?
Some other things too, right?
To an extent, worded differently, but it goes beyond. I have one, so let me see, A,
Can you just
B,
put a comment
C,
on my slide
D,
or something
D,
and write
F.
whatever that says Pedro to insert?
Yeah, because the bullet item that we assigned to me was what support the TAT committee needs for a successful 2026. And that's what I wrote down here. There's legit two pages of stuff.
Okay, love it.
And we can add a slide following that one, I think, with this list of needs. And this is from a perspective of what does this committee needs from the city, primarily city council, and of course, city operations, you guys. Yeah. And the first bullet point here is to recognize the awesome work that the staff does.
First one should be give Ali a raise.
I am talking. Yeah. Because of their experience, relationships, and institutional knowledge are not easily replaced, the committee's top request is that the city council continue to invest in, recognize, and retain these specific staff members. And I mentioned you guys by name.
Oh, that's really nice. Thank you, Peter.
Okay,
so I can talk about raise. I can be specific about
no,
raise.
No, I don't.
And a bonus of.
Yes, I invite you guys, so on the same folder, it's on the same folder there, the Word document.
Okay.
I invite you guys to just at some point within the next couple weeks, make sure that I'm not being too aspirational there, because I recognize there's a couple that we're never going to get, but it doesn't hurt to ask.
I think as far as the report to the city council, also try to keep it short if you can. So you can do bullet points and stuff. Like in my staff reports to them,
mm-hmm.
I try to keep it to
because they're not going to read hundreds
less
of
than two pages.
Yeah.
Less than
yeah,
two
yeah.
pages for the full thing, like a page and a half. Because they don't have time. They have so many things on their agenda.
I know.
So if you can bullet point
it. Planning puts
it,
like 300 pages of documents in their packet every.
Planning?
Yeah.
Well, it's all drawings and.
No.
When are we meeting?
Ordinances and stuff. Our staff memos are only like 1 to 2 pages.
When are we meeting in January?
For this meeting,
yeah.
For committee meeting?
Yeah.
8th, is that right? No, that's city council.
January
13th.
And we present to the city
the
council
very next week.
On the 20th. So packets go out the 14th. So like the 13th meeting for you guys is like literally just
should we
polishing it.
Can we pull that meeting forward maybe to the 6th and just meet the first Tuesday? Just so we have a little
that's
more
city
time.
Council that night.
There's a city council meeting, yeah, so they won't
or like
that.
The 8th or something. Just pull it forward a little bit so we have so
it's supposed to be when the 13th?
Yeah, it's supposed to be Tuesday the 13th, but maybe we do Thursday the 8th. Or
when city council meeting
Monday the
8th,
the
5th 20th.
Or something? I don't know.
The 20th. Mm-hmm. And you were going to do that presentation, right? Or are you guys going to tag team it?
We can tag team. I'm available. I've got it on the calendar. But I think it's always good to tag team.
Yep.
If you guys all wanted to come, you could. But if we have, it's not like city council, John, where like if they all show up to a meeting, we don't have to advertise it as a trails meeting, right?
I don't know, but because there'll be a quorum, so they can make a decision. So yeah, I think you have to advertise it.
So maybe only two people, one or two people should come.
That's fine.
Okay. Well.
Could we do the 5th, or is that crazy time for you guys? Like right around city council meeting, like getting ready for it.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, perfect.
Guys.
We're worried about having a quorum, and now we have one for sure. Love it.
All right.
That's your gift
got my name
from
on
the committee
it.
Meeting you.
Oh, thank you.
Peter just barely left, so you guys were supposed to high five, tag in and out.
Yeah, well, I planned that. That guy drives me nuts. Just kidding. That's not... This is recording, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
He doesn't drive me nuts. I love Peter.
So we're talking about the annual report to the city council
mm-hmm.
is on January 20th. Currently, our next meeting is scheduled for January 13th. And then the packets, so your guys' memo would have to go out, not the presentation, but the memo would have to go out the following day. Ryan was talking about maybe changing the date of that meeting up a week.
Just to give us a little bit of buffer room
more
if
time.
We need it.
Mm.
I don't know. Like, we'd have to see if the room's available and see, you know, I'm not sure.
And what day were you thinking?
The most recent one he said was the 5th.
Well, not the 6th, because that's city council, right? So if we want to do the 5th, 7th, 8th, 12th, just to buy us a little bit of time in between the 13th and the 14th.
There's Wendy right there. We can ask her. I don't know. I think you could probably get a lot of work done between now and January 13th. And then literally it's just polishing the memo. You don't have to have the presentation completely done.
Oh, it's just the memo that's due.
It's just the memo that goes out in the packet.
So do we have to write that memo still?
Pedro's already started drafting it.
I drafted my section.
He drafted his section of the memo, which is 2 pages long.
But you said bullet points, right?
You need to shorten it for sure. If you give them a like 10-page memo, they're gonna.
So we'll just.
They're gonna defund your whole committee.
Yeah. We'll take what's in the PowerPoint, and maybe just put like the really important call outs.
I can put a better map in there.
Great.
That's not the existing BST, is it? No, the existing BST is up further, like these orange lines up here.
Yeah, that's the Wild Rose Trail.
Yeah so
right there?
No, down for down to the right in there, yeah.
But it...
I'll fix it.
Well, that's it right there, too. You see, yeah, right?
Right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to replace this map, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And then does it do this? Where's that crazy, where's the baby skull hill? Oh,
the baby heads?
Right here, I think.
So where does the BST, where's the existing BST connecting right into it?
This is the bench.
Yeah, you have to go from the bench.
That's the bench, this is the baby skull.
So this, where's the existing BST?
No, this is the bench.
This is the baby skull. This is the baby skull right here. So the new trail would come off like over here, right?
Where's the existing BST?
Because we want to do it.
Look, guys, I'll put a better map in. All right.
Okay. But I want to know where the existing
BST
is.
Stop it!
So that's existing BST. So all this right here, it comes here and then comes around and then right here.
Okay.
That's all. I guess this isn't it.
Allie's going to put a better map in, though.
But I'm going to put a better map.
Okay. So,
you have a better map.
Action items for this. We just all need to get in and kind of refine our sections of the PowerPoint so that the meeting in January is...
I think the memo is really important, and then you can pull stuff out of the memo to put in the PowerPoint, right?
But is the memo just a one pager?
It's short, yeah.
Yeah,
half page.
That's just a staff memo, is what you're talking
about.
It's
like a presidential memo. Is it almost like this administration?
It's a staff report.
That's right.
Yeah.
Keep it short.
Two bullet points.
Yeah, two bullet points.
So we.
I mean, frankly, I don't think we ever did this with PTAR or anything, right?
A presentation.
An annual report like this. So what did their memo look like?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I have the one PowerPoint slide from Trails PTAR from last year. I'll find it. It's right here. That was the only thing in the annual report from last year on Trails. Mm-hmm. So.
Sounds about right.
Okay. Any other sections that we're missing?
Well, going back to the memo. So the memo, we're just going to pull out.
Yeah, I think you're going to summarize the bullets that are in here and put it into.
Yeah.
It's a half page.
I mean, it could even be like, this is who serves on the committee. The committee began. This day, it could be like a history of the committee. We've been able to do like these events, da 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 da, and then all your description and everything is all in here.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So
for
I think it should be 1-2 pages max,
yeah,
but
maybe,
like
yeah,
one to
one
and a half pages is typically what those memos look like.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that the executive summary?
Yes.
The memo. Okay.
Yeah. So that's your like your actual report will be like a verbal report to the council, right?
Yeah.
And okay. So the executive summary is a summary, you know, like a memo summary. And I think all that information that you put in there is really helpful. And then it just needs to be summarized for the report, and then but you can say those things in the presentation.
Yeah, so I think we should, a lot of what you've done should be summarized in the presentation, and then we just call out one or two things for the memo.
I wasn't aware of that, because we titled this a report, and a report to me is something very comprehensive and extensive. Mm-hmm. So I wrote a lot. So what I can do is like there's two pages in one out of seven sections here. So what I propose is I will have these two pages down to five bullet points that will be one last slide in this presentation, and then the presenters can just verbally highlight what matters the most. And what I still need the context to be present on what we're asking here. I will move all of this to an appendix. And appendix I essentially see as something unlimited in length.
Yep.
If the council person is interested, they will have the call out for an appendix, and they can read more about it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the main body of the memo, it won't be more than a paragraph.
Okay.
And I'll make sure to implement that.
Wait, do you mean an appendix in the memo or an appendix to the slide deck?
In the memo, because we have Section 7 appendix and a bunch of things that we can add essentially without limits, I feel like. That's the point of appendices. If you're interested.
Typically, we do attachments. Like, so we'll do a staff report, and then we have attachments. And so if they want to read the attachment. So you could do an appendix or a longer description as an attachment.
Yeah. So I'll do that. I'll move the heavy stuff here out of the main body. And on section six, what support the tech committee needs, I will have no more than a fifth of a page, like a short five-line paragraph, I guess.
Okay.
I like that.
I'm interested to go read what you've put in there.
It took me hours to write these two pages. I'm really proud of them.
We're going to use them. So, yes, I like that.
All right. We done with this for now?
I think, yes. I think we're all on the same page now. We just need to clean it up.
And you'll get in there and do some cleanup?
Okay.
So everybody was assigned a section, correct?
Yes.
Except for Kyle.
Right. Well,
so
and I don't see Peter's name.
You and Peter were kind of the jump in and
see
what needs help.
Fill in the gaps.
Was anybody assigned challenges and lessons learned 2025?
Not directly.
Okay.
We made some notes right there.
Right there.
That need to be fleshed out for sure.
Awesome.
We were thinking this page was kind of our, how did you phrase it, Allie? Like this was our opportunity to really kind of.
You're like bragging.
Bragging.
Yeah.
This was our first year as a committee. We jumped in. We've learned so much.
I feel like we had decent, I was pleasantly surprised by some of the participation we had at some of the events, the trail cleanups and stuff.
Yeah.
The mountain biking team obviously was great on a couple of those, but even outside of that, some of the Just Serve
mm-hmm.
people coming
scouts,
in
yeah.
and the scouts. And
maybe it might be helpful for Kyle if we just briefly went through this whole thing.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Kyle, would you read this slide to us, please?
Well, please.
2025 annual report to City Council.
Kyle?
What do you think about
we
the size of the
We assigned Kyle to be the one to present.
Fair. Fair.
Mission statement.
Our mission is to enhance the physical and economic well-being of all residents by developing both a transportation network and community where walking, bicycling, and other forms of active transportation are safe and comfortable, both for recreational and utility.
We'll skip the mission and that. Skip this one.
Those aren't changing. Here we go. So we started with some of the accomplishments, high level, mm-hmm. and then went into more detail on subsequent slides. Kind of everything we did.
Oh, we need to add the trails master plan slide.
Yeah, we probably need one that's...
What are you going to put on that? Because we haven't done anything yet.
Just kind of maybe some of the key...
Just timeline?
Scope items, timeline, that sort of thing.
I think that's a lesson learned is probably something we all could have assumed, but there's a lot of third parties that are hard to connect with and hear back from on some of those, right?
Yeah. I think you'd say that trail master plan slide thinking for the arts. Like calling out some of the dates in 2026.
What?
There was no memo for the arts presentation. When Sherry presented that to the council, there was no memo for it.
So do we not even need a memo?
I don't know. We can include this comprehensive
report. We
should
do a memo. Let's show up the arts committee.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like,
we are...
A memo with appendices.
Well, I'll tell you, in my work environment, a lot of these PowerPoint presentations turn out to be like the...
That's the report.
And then I see appendixes in the PowerPoint presentation where they're like, you know, it's like reading, it's like 1,000 words on one slide, just like, you know. So usually this is the report. That's what I've seen. This is the report that would, you kind of don't need a second one. I mean, it's all there, right?
I almost think of like the executive summary as like a table of contents.
Of the whole report.
The report.
Yeah. I will say that when...
With maybe a couple one-liners thrown in there.
Oh.
I have learned at work that...
You just need to move that number 9 slide.
A lot of people miss meetings and read the PowerPoints later. And so you have to put like a lot of detail in there. Even on these slides. I mean, they look great. They're just bullet points to talk to, but if somebody's reading it later on, they just don't have enough context, but we'll find the right balance, I guess.
Okay, so are we just going through it quick for Kyle?
Yeah. Oh, and then where was this tools?
We had all the engagement activities.
I guess we had, tools. Is that a, do we want?
If, you know,
I don't think
we,
it needs
we,
its own slide.
Yeah, maybe we just put it as a bullet point
under the
accomplishments.
Engagement.
2025 accomplishments.
Accomplishments.
Up to number five.
Getting the right tools in place to help.
Purchased trail tools. Specific.
We don't need a whole slide for that.
Yeah, see, this is meant to
but
be
a picture
this,
of the McLeod.
This everything
is
else
pretty
is
cool.
After this, so maybe I don't know if we need this slide, but
I don't think you need a slide for every single one of.
I love that
those.
It's called
I
a
mean,
McLeod.
I always forget the name of that.
Thing.
Oh, Brent, I'll clean.
Feel like
I'll
I should be wearing
slide.
A kilt as I wield the McLeod.
All right. Community impacts.
So we estimated that we had about 200 volunteer hours. This year.
Awesome. And signage and access, kind of what we did there, and then
the
lessons learned.
The curb cuts for Wild Rose Middle section are going, they're getting ready to be installed.
Oh, cool. All right. Is that...
Love it.
I think we're good.
Okay.
Allie, if you do find out that we can meet earlier, let's do.
What does the whole committee want to do about that?
Is it supposed to be the 13th?
Yes.
I mean, it's a week. That's, I guess, because you have to.
It's just the if you guys are going to do a memo, the memo needs to be out the next day.
Yeah, the next day.
Well, let's have the memo done.
I mean, it's just summarizing what we have in the bullet point.
Well, we may not even have to do it, though.
Right.
So.
I think it would be good to do a short memo. I mean, it doesn't have to have all the information in it, but just a memo saying, like, even if it's just saying, we're excited to present to you some of the things that we've accomplished this year.
Well, I'll make a formal motion then. Just because I think that this presentation and memo having a lot of the budget things we asked for, it just needs to be nailed down, like, really well. So I'd hate to be throwing it together the night before, so I would like to make a motion to meet the week before if possible.
You were that guy in the group projects. I like it.
The week of the 5th.
Yes, if we can, just to buy us extra time.
I mean,
if we need it.
January 5th.
I think
if the room's available.
That week, yeah. Whenever the room is available.
I could do that.
Or if the room's not available in a place where the room, where there is room.
Yeah.
I mean, there's more than one room, right?
Yeah. I mean, even if we can meet on...
We just have to be recording capabilities.
Even if we can meet Monday the 12th, just anything to buy us a little bit more time if we need it.
Okay, so you'll just research that for us.
I can, if you guys could like throw out like what's your preferred date, what dates do you guys have available, then I can check on that. But
if we're going to meet early, I'd prefer the 5th. There's a chance I'm going to be out of town. So the 5th would be the best if we're going to be out.
And that's Monday the week before?
Yep, Monday the 5th.
So I'll check on that and send out an email.
Okay.
Does that work for you?
Yeah.
So I don't know what you're supposed to do with that motion. I don't know if you need to, like,
second.
Do something.
Okay. I'll second that.
Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
And it works. Okay. Yes.
You have to say it.
Yes.
Okay.
Favor?
Yes. Oh, approved.
Okay.
Okay. All right, discussion of future agendas.
Kind of what you just did. So the January agenda will have, you guys will be finishing up this report.
And budget.
And then starting, planning the budget for 2026, fiscal year 2027.
We'll be preparing our budget requests, is that what we said?
Mm-hmm.
And are there guidelines on what is feasible, reasonable?
So I think, John, what do you think about, as far as their budget request, I feel like capital improvements are not a part of their budget.
From the master plan?
So building trails is not your budget.
Yeah, it's not.
It currently doesn't have a place.
But.
So I think that you guys can say we would like this to go into the budget.
Yeah.
But I think you also need to prepare your committee budget. So if you need more money for donuts, or if you need more money for training, or, you know, that's the kind of stuff that you really have to have nailed down. And then
we talked about buying bike racks for bike valet, the bike racks for...
The bike racks for the parks.
In our previous meeting here in November, we discussed on January agenda item to be my plan for bike racks. So I would come up with ideas of what they should look like and where they should go. That's on my to-do list for January.
Okay.
I'm thinking we should, you know, that little valley kind of right behind your house, it's a great little amphitheater. We should throw a rave. And the stage can be in your backyard.
Well, what we did last year when we wanted tools, we kind of called that out as a budget item, but it didn't end up in our budget. I think it ended up in John's budget, right? So even
because the tools are owned by Public Works technically.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think
Parks budget
more than just our committee normal things that we have this year for training or whatever. I think we need to call out some things we want. It doesn't matter where they're budgeted, but things that relating to trails that we want done. Because I can see, I don't think we're going to be doing a lot of the work. We're going to be hiring people to do the work. Mm-hmm. Some volunteers, some hiring, but for the capital.
I think as far as the capital stuff, like, we don't have costs for one. Right. I can estimate a cost for that Wild Rose to BSD connection. Do my best. Because we already have some money for that one in this year's budget, but not enough to do the extra linear feet that we were going to do of the BST. So that one, like, we can try to figure out a cost. But as far as any of the other improvements, we won't know until we get the Trails Master Plan done, and by then we can just do a budget adjustment. And I think part of one of the goals of this committee is to get a capital facilities plan for trails adopted. Which the capital facilities plan is how it gets built, because then that's how you get it into the budget, you know, every year. And so the city council can say, we have $50,000 every year for trail construction. And then we figure out how to fit that in each year, which ones we want prioritized each year with your guys' input. So I think that's like a down the road type of a thing. So as far as the budget for now, I think it's the budget for your committee to operate.
And anything else we want to do outside of the Trails Master Plan?
Yeah, I think capital construction probably shouldn't be in this budget request.
Yeah, okay.
With the exception of maybe that BST, Wild Rose to BST connection. But I do you agree with us?
Yeah.
Okay, that I think if you guys are wanting to do like an educational program, if you're wanting to do this bike rack thing, I think those all fall within your committee. Or if you want to expand these cleanup things, or if you need more trail tools or whatever it might be, I think those are things that you guys would request. But whatever you need to be able to operate and meet your goals outside of capital improvements.
Okay. That's helpful. Okay.
So January agenda is finishing up this report, preparing a budget request, and then Pedro's plan for bike racks.
And then February, I think we should start talking about what are all our activities look like for 2026,
yep,
that summer.
Do we go through a new committee chair process in January also?
What are you saying?
Yeah,
is there an opening?
Probably. Right?
An annual? Do we do an annual election?
It would be every year.
So in March?
Yeah, I think.
Or do you just go the co-chair?
Vice chair?
Do you just vice chair? Do you just move up and then?
Mm-hmm.
I remember if it's
you have to nominate.
Says in the bylaws or not how the chair.
How long they serve?
Serve for.
I would assume it's a year. Like
so
every
March
committee is like that. It's a year. Right?
Yeah.
I'll look into that.
I feel like.
Or you just get voted off the island.
Yeah. I feel like Petar, the chair, stayed the chair.
For until they.
But was it like
six
a.
6 years.
Yeah, but I mean, and you could stay chair, right? But like, I think you have to like.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Re-nominate them every year.
I don't remember. Nominating or renominating, or not that I wouldn't have.
I'm on the Davis County Planning Commission, and it's a yearly thing. So you renominate, or you nominate a new one. Or.
Did we do bylaws for our committee?
Yeah,
we did. That was last year, or this year in March.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did we write anything in there about?
I don't know. I'll check.
Okay.
I have
I'm surprised you don't have it memorized.
I know.
List
well, I'm a little worried. I don't remember it at all.
I'm not the least sure surprised
side.
That I don't know it.
Well, I was talking about Ryan.
I know.
Yeah, Wendy put him on SharePoint.
That's what I'm saying.
interesting contrast.
Okay, were there any other, for future agendas, was there anything anybody wanted to talk about coming up? So January and February.
You said February we're going to start planning
activities
so definitely have purchased the spurs. That'll be your probably the first one in April.
April. Mm-hmm.
Did we want to talk about doing any sort of snowshoeing event thing? I don't have snowshoes. I'm not probably the person to.
Have you seen it out
this.
There?
Well,
I don't think we're going to get snow this
fair.
Year.
Fair.
It's not going to snow this year.
Well, there's snow there. The trails are wet.
At the beginning, I talked about some
sinking in the mud.
Yeah,
with the snowshoes.
Some help that I need from you guys for the trails master plan. Mm-hmm. So if you could go out and take pictures of the trails, like the problem areas and the successes, so that and then like give a, like a GPS, drop a pin or something of your location, and send me all that information. I'll compile that and give that to our consultant. We chose SE Group as our consultant for the Trails Master Plan, and we'll be under contract with them in January.
Cool.
So we'll just
exciting.
Be data dumping in January for them. So whatever like information we can get, like pictures and stuff before the snow falls, if the snow falls, would be helpful. So whatever you guys can, if you're out on the trail, just snap photos and do a pin. And one of the things that I asked was, do we want to like identify snowshoeing routes for the Trails Master Plan? And then you guys could plan, once that is like a sanctioned trail, then you guys can plan events on those trails for snowshoeing.
And then in the SharePoint,
we're going to create a list of maintenance needs as well. So just keep checking SharePoint.
How did the snowshoeing come up as a topic? Was that like a request from?
I brought it up here. Well, because I was just thinking about year-round use of the trails.
Okay. How we could
benefit. And I know that like I had talked to Dan Cottom before, and he like there's lots of people who snowshoe up in the Woodbriar trails. So anyway. Okay.
All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I would make a motion to adjourn tonight.
I second that motion. Pedro.
Ryan. Opposed, Kyle?
No.
Okay.
By the same sign.
All right. Approved.
All right.
I don't think you have to vote. I think you
have to vote to
yep.
second a motion to adjourn.
Yeah, I don't think you have to vote on
the
adjourn.
But I do vote.